aging, and everyone's talking about it. Welcome to the Mileage Podcast with the APTA Hub. We're committed to going the extra mile to communicate aging research that everyone wants to hear about. We interview Canada's top researchers in aging to talk about the real-world impact their work has for older adults.
And thank you for tuning in to the Mileage Podcast. I'm Jenna, your host, and today I'm here with Karine Levesque, a social worker and health consultant with the Home Care Unit for the Department of Health in New Brunswick. Karine is also the project lead for the Enhanced Community Pathway Project as part of the Healthy Seniors pilot projects that are ongoing in New Brunswick. Thank you so much for joining me today, Karine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming and talking about your project. We're really excited. I'd love to kick it off with my first question, just to get you to start with a little overview of what an enhanced community pathway means and what was the major challenge you and your team saw that inspired this project.
Well, first off, this is a very exciting project that we are putting together, and it's been under the radar for health for some time now. What it is mostly like enhancing the processes that are actually ongoing within social development and extramural. Because we know that seniors want to live in the community for as long as they can, right? And right now, what we have in place when seniors or frail seniors are dealing with a social problem or a health condition that's going sour, they are often driven to go to the emergency departments just to get access to care, support, or even access to their resources in community. They don't know where to call oftentimes when something happens. So that results in high wait times at the emergency departments and also admissions to hospital that could be avoided probably, which again creates strain on the health system, which we know is ongoing. And we need to realign how we can care for people in community. Frail seniors at risk of a hospital admission, what we are proposing for them is that the Enhanced Community Pathway would offer a rapid community assessment. So not necessarily reinventing the wheel, but putting the right provider and right service at the right time for patients or clients wanting to stay home. What that means is that it's a combined health and social support system approach with the extramural nurse and the social development social worker getting together and visiting a patient or a client at home. So what we are offering is that within a 24-hour time frame, a joint assessment would be happening at the patient or client's home. So they will assess what the needs are. What do they need to be able to resolve a crisis? They will get together and submit a joint care plan, and within 48 hours, be able to implement these services at home so that the patient can stay home safely. So these are not necessarily new processes, like I mentioned before, but it's to prevent hospital admissions that could be dealt with otherwise in community. But the key elements to remember here, Jenna, is that it's going to be preventative, it'll be joint and collaborative, but it mostly will be rapid. So hopefully people will not have to have long wait times in ED, and we're hoping to be able to capture these potential patients and clients in community way before they even get to the emergency department.
That's great. Thank you so much. And you note that 30% of older adults admitted to hospitals while waiting for a different placement were not extramural program patients or mm-hmm. current clients of social development, which is the home support program. Mm-hmm. Can you please explain a little bit more about that in detail, how this creates challenges for access and needed services?
Sure. This is what the research has been telling us right now. What we're seeing is that we have to face it. The system is not easy to navigate. And oftentimes we'll wait for things to really go bad before we ask for help. And this is true for most individuals. But for frail seniors who are dealing with a crisis, multiple factors bring this to a different level, right? So we know that probably we can be better at offering these services. So most individuals don't know that they can self-refer to extramural program services or that they can call themselves to have assessments done for home supports, or even where to call and how to get access to these services. Most of the time, what we see is people are misinformed and they have misconceptions about the cost of these services, that, oh, this is not done for me or this is not available for me because. So we do need to be better at promoting this for sure. So the current practices right now, services are not always in sync. So somebody could be under extramural services, but not necessarily be followed by social development or even have home supports, and vice versa. Somebody could be within the long-term care system and not have anybody from extramural to look over their care needs. Could be physiotherapy, could be nutrition services, and over a social development side, it could be medication coverage or equipment coverage. So being not in sync makes it even more difficult for people to navigate that. So we're hoping to resolve that by doing things jointly a little bit better.
So this project is really just creating a bridge between health and social development and the services that they're both responsible for, right?
Absolutely. And to be preventative, we have a preventative opportunity here that probably is missed. And we need to have that done better to propose a patient or person-centered approach to care in the community.
That's great. Thank you so much. I think you did a really good job with kind of talking about the project and how it happens. Is there anything else in regard to the project that you'd like to talk about in terms of what the project aims to do?
What it really aims to do is to be able to capture the right patient at the right time. And since we've talked about the 30% of people who may not already be with EMP or social development, is again to be able to have these services accessible for all. So we really are doing a big communication piece and a facilitation piece with referral sources so that we can have a longer term plan in place. It's not just about the enhanced community pathway providing services and supports in place for about 4 weeks so that we can resolve a crisis, but it's also to work jointly with the patient and the family to make sure that we have a longer term care plan in place so that this doesn't happen again. So hopefully we'll be able to work into that vein also.
That's great. And can you describe a little bit about how it's determined someone is at risk?
Mm-hmm. Well, being at risk of an admission, like most oftentimes, a crisis would not be planned, right? But there may be signs or elements that were there and they were flagging that something was coming. And at this level, this is what the project wants to do and to change to propose this new pathway. We want to be preventative. And as individuals, we each react and deal differently with a crisis. But a crisis could be that it's a rapid decline in a certain health condition. It could be that for whatever reason, right now, our caregiver system is not available, or that the caregiver is burnt out and needs some help, that are not able to care, and they have health needs that would determine how they can stay home, or even eventually maybe have to look at relocating into a long-term care facility. So loss of a home, it could be different things.
Great. And so how are people reached?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of communication and presentation to partners and stakeholders, and we've been talking to Ambulance New Brunswick, who can directly refer to extramural services. Social development folks are aware that this is going on, so they can also refer to the enhanced community pathway. Emergency department staff, primary care providers, like those are all key partners in making this new pathway a success. A podcast like today really will help to get this information out into the public so that seniors dealing with a crisis know that something is tried out. This is a project that's piloted for now, but hopefully we'll be able to phase that throughout the province. And how people can have access to the enhanced community pathway is a referral to the care coordination center that looks after extramural referrals. And they can do that online or either calling a 1-844-982-7367.
Great. Thanks so much. So for the pilot, just to follow up on that, how many older adults do you hope to reach for the pilot phase?
Well, we're hoping to reach about 100 to 150 seniors. Again, the pilot has started and it's only starting in zone one, but it's going on up until March 2024. So hopefully we'll be able to capture even more, but that's our target for now.
Is zone one Moncton?
Zone one is Moncton. Yes.
Okay. I should know this because we were zoned for COVID. I should know that off the top of my head by now.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying that.
No problem.
So with that, this is so exciting. What are the outcomes that you hope to see as a result of the enhanced community pathway?
Well, surely there's about 15 key elements that we hope to be able to target. But just to resume a few, the first one would be that we really want to ensure a better experience for patients and clients navigating the system and overall quality of life for them, for those who choose to really want to stay at home, right? And we want to keep them at home, but safely. That's a key thing too. We don't want just the people to stay home if we can't put in services that make sure that they are safe at home. We want to be better at identifying their needs to address a crisis, but also, like I mentioned before, having a long-term care plan as well. We want to lower the time that is required for them to have access to these services by an assessment and a care plan and have access to services at home, in home. We want to enhance the collaboration between extramural and social development and, of course, lower unnecessary emergency department visits and lower the number of necessarily hospital admissions.
Great. And so we already touched on that this is an ongoing project and you're in the kind of recruitment phases. So we're early days and we look forward to hearing about these results in the future. What are your goals, if so, for sustainability of the program?
Well, we really know that we'll be able to provide some support for some seniors, of course. It's something that we really do believe in, of course. But if this is able to show results and that we are able to bridge the gap of services that are currently happening within the system, we are hoping that this will become a regular service that's delivered in all zones of the province through EMP and social development.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about Enhanced Community Pathway. I look forward to hearing more in the future as your results are realized and everything. We can touch base again about the success of the program. Sorry,
definitely. And,
yeah,
definitely.
Thank you so much again, and we will be in touch to see how everything goes.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Mileage Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We would also love it if you could help others find our show by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes.